You have your Bibles this morning, Ezekiel 47. Just real quick before I forget, I always seem like forgetting something, but Ezekiel 47, my mom's not feeling well today, and they were supposed to have lunch over there. I think we're all going to get pizza and head over there, but I've got some things going on today after this afternoon, so I think what we're going to do, hope this is okay with everybody. Didn't mean to surprise you, but kind of do what every other church usually does. And just, you want to go out, you go together, do what you want today. I think we were going to eat out in a few weeks anyhow. Maybe we'll just switch that or something. We'll let Sister Ellie take care of that. She'll let all you sisters know. But today, we'll just do whatever you feel led to do. That's fine. Don't run off, though. Love your brothers and sisters now. That's right. So I just want to make sure you remembered that. Because, I mean, we'd have it at our house, but we didn't have it set up or nothing like we normally do. So we're just going to do that today. Ezekiel 47. We'll just start right at the first verse. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house and the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the other gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the knees. And he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins afterward. He measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, what hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. I like to preach. We'll tie this all together here in a little while, but a well-oiled church. Let's bow our heads together. Every eye closed, every head bowed, as we sacredly approach His Word now. Do you have a need you'd like to lift up to Him? Say, Father, you know the heart behind the hand. I come, Lord, seeking You, my only source of help. God bless each one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for another opportunity to be in Your house and to feel Your presence here with us, Lord. As a Christian, it means more to us than anything else just to be in the presence of our Savior. We thank You, Lord, that Your Word is true today. No matter what we feel or think, it's always the truth, Lord. And we come humbly, reverently, but boldly to the throne of grace today with petitions on our hearts, Lord, that we believe You put in us before the foundation of the world, Father, righteous things. And I pray that the Word would come, discern the hearts, give to each one their portion they have need of, Lord. They're sick in body, heal them today, Father. If they're lost and need You, I pray they'd find You today and get a root in their soul that Satan can never take away again. Grant to each one that's here, fill the empty and encourage the discouraged. And have the preeminence in the service, Lord. Speak through my lips today as You've ordained me to speak. But Father, You've ordained all of our ears to hear. And I pray we'd open up our hearts and receive the Word today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Thank You, Lord. A well-oiled church. Thank You, Lord. Let me get me a little swig here. I already talked for a little bit. Ain't quite used to that, so. A well-oiled church. You know, I was actually just thinking about this the other day. When you drive your car, we talk about putting motor oil in and how that, without the oil, it won't run nowhere. But then I began to think even more than that. You know, you think of transmission fluid. Do you know that's an oil product? Do you know power steering fluid and everything? Everything just about that's in your vehicle right now has got some sort of oil in it to keep it running. And guess what happens when one of those things ain't working right? Or you start running low? I'm going to tell you right now it's going to happen. It ain't going nowhere. You can go ask Brother Stephen if you'd like to. Don't mean to embarrass him, but he's ran two vehicles out of oil and they don't run no more. And I began to think of that for a minute, you know, and this is even more ridiculous. Y'all know, I think most of you by now know that I saw Rubik's Cubes and I went and bought me a good one. And you know what? it's got a lubricant on the inside. And I can tell you if it's well oiled or not, because it don't work right without oil. It's just too sticky. When you these little ones brought me their dollar Rubik's Cube, that thing don't turn. It just makes you mad. And I began to think, you know what? And God put this to me, that this is where the church is at too many times. We might have a little oil, but that don't run well. You know, you're just getting on fumes. You're not going to go too well. And I ain't just talking about engine, that the oil, the gas that we turn on fire and get the thing moving. I'm talking about the oil on the inside that keeps everything lubricated, keeps it from getting starchy and rubbing hard and not functioning right. And then we might be moving a little bit, but we're sure chugging hard. Why? We need some well oil, well-oiled machine. And anybody will tell you, you'll never see a machine run that ain't well-oiled. There's no such thing. I don't care what it is. It could be in the factory, in the construction. If there's not oil involved somewhere, you're not getting nothing done. And we talk about here, and we know that the water's the word, and the oil type's the word too, and it's all one God. How many's grateful for that? Not getting confused or anything. But here was Ezekiel, and you'll watch. I believe it was the three steps of grace that led him. 1,000 got some water on the ankles. Got a little wet when he got justified. He could at least feel that God is real. Then he got another 1,000 out there and got sanctified. Let me know. And all of a sudden he could feel it. I think it was up to his knees and said, you know what? I can kind of swish this around a little bit. You know, get a revival once in a while. But problem is, I got a lot of me ain't got no water on it. I got a lot of me that I look in the mirror and it ain't cleansed. It's still dirty. Come on now. And then 1,000 more, and it was what the Pentecostals stopped at now, but what should have led them on to the rest of it, was getting it up to the waist, where it was getting a little dangerous, and you could get a lot more waves going, but that wasn't where it stopped. You know, we talk about justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and those are the three works of grace, but they come together to produce a product, which is a Christian, and the Christian don't just stop and say, well, it's up to my waist, that's good enough. I'll make it to church, that's good enough. I pay my tithes, I read my Bible, that's good enough. And if you ain't doing that, you might be back there with it just on your ankle still, or you might be all the way back on the bank still dry. I pray we quit living that kind of a Christian life, and let's just keep listening to the angel. It says, go 1,000 more. All right, I'll go another 1,000. And after he got through those three and he got the Holy Ghost, praise God, and he traveled for another 1,000, what happened? Now it was waters you swimmed in. Now you can't help it. You can't just lay there. You're going to die. You got to keep moving. That's the church of God. God has poured out His Spirit abundantly, but too many times, listen to me now, those that ain't predestinated now, they get tired and just decide, I ain't going to swim no more. And what do? They head back, because to stay out there would be death. So they've got to head back, and they'll do it progressively. You watch somebody leave the Word. It's progressive. First thing they'll say is, well, I don't know about this prophet thing and this Word. We'll just push that off to the side. And the next thing you'll watch them, they won't worry about spiritual movings anymore. That don't matter. As long as I love Jesus, that's enough. And then you'll watch them, they don't worry about modest clothes no more. We'll just push that out. We can cuss and drink and smoke and do everything else the world does. Don't matter no more. Don't need to be sanctified. I'm just going to stand here where I get a little water on my feet and say, well, I love Jesus. That ain't the Christian I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody that says, I don't care how far that river is. That's where I'm going, because that's where the angel told me to go. Amen. And I'll tell you, yeah, carnally, I don't think Ezekiel was too comfortable with being in waters he could swim in a river he didn't look like he could pass. You know what that river is, right? It's death to self. And I'll tell you right now, if you look through your own eyes, it's something you can't pass. It's too hard. You've got too many temptations. You've got too many desires. You've got too many things that your flesh loves, and it's just too hard to overcome. We're here in Laodicea, and there's just too many influences. There's too many iPads and computers and mediums, and I could store, and it's there. And that ain't what I'm talking about now. I'm talking to Christian. He don't live in Laodicea no more. He's in a different realm. He's in the waters, but guess what? I'm pretty sure the angel could have just picked him up and brought him to the end, no problem. What was it? It was just like Abraham. Take your son up there and slay the very thing that looks like it should fulfill the promise. You'll be a father of nations. Wasn't that the promise to Abraham? And then the commandment of God was take the son that will be your heir and be the one to bring the nations to come and go take him up there and kill him. The very thing that you hold on to that God asks us to get rid of is yourself. And as long as you're afraid to get rid of yourself, God can't bless you no more. You know what? If Abraham had not gone up there and grabbed that knife and began to thrust down, the promise never would have come to pass.
That's true. Amen.
But remember what God said, I know Abraham. I know what's in him. And he'll teach his children and his children's children to follow this word.
Amen.
That's the faith that God has restored. It's the seed of Abraham. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't you worry about that river that looks uncrossable. The Holy Ghost will get you over there. Death to self, it's possible to the Christian.
Amen.
You can overcome yourself. You can do it in Christ.
Amen. I believe that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Paul says in Galatians 5:22, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And I begin to realize many times, Christians, the reason we struggle, listen to me now, the reason we fault, the reason we make mistakes is we don't incorporate the Spirit in whatever we're doing.
Right.
Why? And what is that? What's that a type of? It's just, oh, that's what I was going to say, even brake fluid. You can't even put the brakes on if you ain't got oil in there as well. And sometimes God's commandment is to stop. And maybe you're going the wrong way and you might need to come this way a little bit.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We got to have oil all around us in everything we do. We know that oil, the Holy Spirit, oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. And to the Christian, everything should involve the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You've received the Spirit on the inside. I trust you have. If you haven't, that's the message for you today. The Bible says, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to read it now. I know I had this for a reason. Let me read this now. He says, you could just call those words. Actually, let me go back here. This is out of Patmos Vision. He quotes Revelations 1:10, which says this, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I was in the Spirit. Isn't that just beautiful? My. I love that. You could just call those words the whole of the Christian life.
Amen.
I was in the Spirit is the whole of the Christian life. I went to church. What's the whole? No. You're in the Spirit, and that's why you go to church.
Amen.
See, and that's when we talk about paying tithes and stuff like that. If you do that religiously, yeah, you don't seem to get no results, but get in the Spirit one time about it. And say, God, I'm doing this out of faith. I know it's tough, and I don't know where my next meal's coming, but I'm doing this in the Spirit. And I know you'll bless because your word said so.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I got my own testimony, too. One time I had it down, but I overdrafted twice somehow. Don't know how I did. Still paid my tithes anyways, and when it was all done, I had less than $1 in my account. But I came out. Didn't get it. Amen. Pay your tithes first. That's right. Amen. You could just call those words the whole of the Christian life. If we are going to live as Christians, we have to be in His Spirit. John was not talking about being in his own spirit. That would not have brought these visions. It had to be the Spirit of God. It has to be the Spirit of God with us too. Or all of our efforts are in vain. Paul said, I will pray in the Spirit. I will sing in the Spirit. I will live in the Spirit. If there is anything good that will come to me, it has to be revealed by the Spirit, confirmed by the Word, and made manifest by the results it bears.
Amen.
As surely as John needed to be in the Spirit to receive these tremendous revelations fresh from Jesus, we need to be in the Spirit to understand the revelations that God has given to us to live by to live by in His Word, for it is the same Spirit. Look at it this way, all right? All too many read the Bible where it says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and just pass right on. They don't see it. If they saw it by getting in the Spirit, they would know that if they want to receive the Holy Spirit, they need to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and then God would be duty bound to fulfill His word by filling them with the Holy Ghost. Amen. They never get in His Spirit, or it would happen to them exactly as the Word says. Pray to God for a revelation by His Spirit. That is the first step. Get in the Spirit. So right there, just to even receive the Word, and we'll get to it later, but even baptism in itself in the name of Jesus Christ, Brother Branham says you don't need a revelation to understand that, because it doesn't even make sense with Matthew 28:19 until you get into just by reading Acts 2:38 and Acts 8, 9, 10, and 19, I think, all of them say the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit is the Lord Jesus Christ. You can logically put that together. But to get somebody to repent of their sins and actually go get baptized takes getting in the Spirit. Amen. I've seen people put it together logically and they don't come to the pool. They live in their sin. They think it's just fine. They say, well, I see what you're saying. But, and that's when you know they don't have the revelation that they need to have, or they'd be jumping for the water just like the eunuch did and says, what hinders me from being baptized? I need the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'll tell you, that's when I got it. When I got serious. When I meant business. When I saw waters to swim in and said, Lord, if that's where I'm going to go, I'll go. Amen. And just jump in. Don't be afraid to take God at His promise. The reason you're afraid is you refuse to get in the Spirit first. Then act. Amen. And that's why you look at somebody else in the Spirit and you don't understand what they're doing. Because you're out of the Spirit. If you were in the Spirit, it would make sense to you just as much as that person. Because the Spirit in me, the Spirit in any Christian, will agree together, because it's the self-same Spirit. Amen. There's not two Holy Ghosts. There's one. Thank you. Let me keep reading here. Let me just use another illustration. Suppose you need healing. All right? Suppose you need healing. What does the Word say? Well, we have all read it countless times, but did not get in the Spirit when reading it. Did we ask God for His Spirit to teach us the real truth of it? If we did, we would call the elders, confess our sins, be anointed in prayer for, prayed for, and that would be that. It might not come to pass immediately, but in His Spirit, it's all over. Amen. There is no other court of appeal. God will fulfill His Word. Oh, we need to get in the Spirit, and then things will get done. Don't go through the acts first. This is in all caps now. Don't go through the acts first. Get in the Spirit. And then go through the acts and watch what God will do. Amen. Why? Type it right back to your car. Don't put gas in there and turn it on if there ain't no oil in it. Right. You ain't going to have a car. You sure ain't going nowhere. You might have a nice explosion. Right. You might have a big boom, you know, nice revival for one day. But then you go back to see what your life really is, and you're the same miserable wretch you always were. Right. Get in the Holy Ghost first. Get in the Spirit first. That's why we teach here, and I believe it, and I'm going to keep saying it, and I'm never going to back down. We ought to be here at least a half hour early. Why? To get in the Spirit. Why do we sing songs before we preach the Word? To get in the Spirit, to where everything else fades away. Everything. Why do we do all our announcements first? Because I don't like to break the service. We want to get right in when we sing songs, get in the Spirit, and then get right into the Word. That is the most important thing, is that the Word of God gets energized by the Spirit, and it comes off these pages. And when the sick come in, the Word comes off, and it heals them. Hallelujah! When the sinner comes in, he looks around and says, surely God is with you. And there's only two conditions. If the church of the living God is in the Spirit, there's only two things a sinner can do. Get down and repent, or run for their lives. Why? You're not in the presence of a bunch of people. You're in presence of the King. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. There's nowhere else to go, Christian. but to get back into the Spirit of God. There's no act to do before you get back into the Spirit. That's when we go wrong, don't we? Well, God, once I fast and pray, then I'll know You'll come back to me. Get in the Spirit first and watch what happens when you fast and pray. You say, how often should I be in the Spirit? All the time. How is that possible? You got to get out of your own mind is what it is. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He lived for others. That's when you know you got the Holy Spirit. He begins to woo on your heart. You begin to have compassion where you never could before. Why? You're getting well oiled at that point. All the gears get moving right. You don't have to force something in there. Oh yeah, if you ain't got enough oil, those pistons, you better get your hands out and get ready to start pushing, because they ain't going to go nowhere. And I'll tell you right now, you're just beating on nothing, because it's never going to work right to get the engine moving. Hallelujah. I think you're getting it. Isn't that right? And that's the way the church ought to be. It doesn't matter how well the pastor's oiled if the church ain't oiled. It don't matter how well the church is oiled if the pastor ain't oiled. Come on now. Why? I don't matter if I got good transmission fluid. If I ain't got no motor oil, we ain't going nowhere. If I got no brake oil, we better not be going too fast, because we're going to wreck. But if we let the Holy Spirit have its way in every single part. Look, we are a body of Jesus Christ, and we need to do our part, which is your own individual walk. Get the Spirit all in your part, all in your life, all in your prayer life, all in your work life, all in your day-to-day, the morning to night. Hallelujah. How often you got to check them oils? When you need to check them? You start noticing the engine starts rumbling a little bit. It's time to go check some oil. Make sure we got it in there. You look on your gauge and you're losing pressure. You know you ain't got no more love. Lost the oil pressure a little bit. Come on now. It's time to go figure out where's the leak, because it's coming out somewhere. It might be coming out in some TV over here. Ooh, my. Here we go. Might be coming out here feeding on the news too much, not worried about God's news. Hallelujah. That's right, brother, sister. Romans 8, let's turn there. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 8. Probably the pinnacle of the Christian experience right here. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Romans 8, excuse me, I'm going to have to take a drink. And we'll just start right there at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. What is walking? You're moving. You're going somewhere. You're transferring your experience from where it was yesterday to somewhere new today. And if you're a Christian, it should always be march on, Christian soldier. Pressing forward, climbing up Jacob's ladder. Never retreat. We're never to take the defensive. We're never to give land back to the devil. That's right. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and it still can't do it. We think if my people were to call by my name, shall turn their face, like we can go turn our face to Mecca and pray, and somehow God's going to hear us. Well, you're under a different covenant. If you're not in the Holy Ghost, there's nowhere to turn. If you get in the Spirit, you'll turn your heart to Calvary and you'll get results, because the blood was shed for your sins. So God doesn't see you no more. He sees His own Son living out of you, crying the thing that you are.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Get in the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'll tell you right now, Christian soldier, if you'll just stay in the Spirit, you won't walk after the flesh. It's completely impossible. You won't make the mistakes you make all the time because you're not living anymore. It's the Spirit of God is living in you. And I understand that the real us, is that's who we are. That's the real person that you are. You need to identify yourself as a Christian. That the sinner is your enemy. The sinner that is in your members, the one you fight, that one that desires, that's your enemy. You don't need to externalize it to something else. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. And I'm standing in the need of prayer. And why? If you ain't got enough oil in the church, I'll tell you what, that goes out the window and it's you, oh Lord. And man, you better be repenting today. That, no, we don't need that kind of an experience. That ain't the focus of no Christian. And I say that with all my heart. If that's your focus, we know you're sitting in the seat of the scornful and you're not blessed. God hates that. You go look at one of the seven things that God hates. One of them is discord among brethren. Talking bad about one another. And I actually heard a man say, if you find the seven abominations, I think it's in Proverbs somewhere. It says that the seven abominations abide in a gossip. Why? Because he'll do all seven just by talking bad about someone else. He'll murder, he'll steal, he'll lie, he'll cheat. Come on now. And he'll definitely sow discord. That's right. Free sermon today. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. Is. Not kind of. Not on some days. It's death. Right. To think carnally will kill you. Come on. But to be spiritually minded. Oh, I love it. It's life and peace. Amen. Glory to God. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. See, when I say walking in the Spirit, what that means is resisting your own spirit. Most people don't think that's what it means. It means that thing won't be around no more. It won't. There's no that once you really get in the Spirit, there's no temptations anymore. Well, then I guess Jesus didn't really have the Holy Ghost because it said he was tempted by the devil for 40 days.
Come on.
Temptation isn't sin. It's giving over to temptation is sin. Temptation is the test. And you're more than able to conquer if you'll do what Jesus did, which was stay with the Word.
Amen.
Throw yourself from the temple, Satan said. From the pinnacle, from the top. Because the Scriptures have said, lest you know the angels will catch you unless you dash your foot against a stone. What did Jesus say? It's also written. You're not using all the words, Satan. You're using part of it. Let's go back here a little bit. Don't tempt the Lord thy God. How can you tempt Him? I'm just going to have to say it. When you think you don't need to pay your tithes, you're tempting the Lord. You're asking Him to bless you in a way that He didn't say He would. Come on now. But if you do, God help us. Make this our absolute. I'll open heaven. And I'll pour you out a blessing you can't contain. I've never, and I'll say the same, Brother Branham, I've never seen anybody get in the Spirit and pay tithes and ever not be blessed. Ever. God is faithful to His Word. It might not come the way you want, but I'll tell you what, for some reason the water heater don't break this year. Some reason the car never had to go in the shop. Come on now, for some reason that water bill is a lot less than you thought it was going to be. And you go to bed in peace. Amen. Sometimes we get too much wrapped in money and we need to start focusing on what God does give us besides money because money will corrupt us if we get too much. It says a rich man hardly entered the kingdom of God. It said it's like a camel going through a needle. Now God could do it. I'm sure He's got a few rich men He's shoved through that needle, but not too many. Because carnal mind is enemy, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Why? That's what you'll wrestle against. That's the law. It's a law God has allowed in this age to prove that the Spirit, the law of the Spirit will defeat that law. And how is He going to do it? Through you and me. That's the law that we're fighting. That's what God's proven ground is. It's the two natures that God has put in us because God has allowed Satan, listen now, to fight. He didn't have to. He allowed himself to have an enemy. How many knows that? Come on. Amen. Why? He wants to prove. God likes to prove himself. He's a man of war. He is God. He does what he wants to. You're not going to go twist his arm. He should be twisting yours. And if you're a real Christian, you'll realize that he's just twisting your arm out of the way so he can use his hand to get it done right. Amen. You ever want to do that to your son? I'm sure you have. My mind. Get out of there, boy. I'll do it the right way. Watch me first. And then just do what I do. Amen. And the Holy Spirit comes and tells us the same thing, don't he? Hallelujah. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. What did that just mean? It's exactly what Hebrews 11 said. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Being in the faith and being in the Spirit are one in the same thing. There's no two different things. If you really have faith and you're acting on the Word, you are in the Spirit because the Word and the Spirit are the same. Amen. But if ye are not... I got to go back. I'm sorry. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. That's a big if there. Both ways. If you ain't in, well, you ain't got a chance to fight this battle. You're going to walk in the flesh. But if you are, you're not in the flesh. You're not. You've already overcome this because Christ did it for you. Hallelujah. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. How important is it to get the Holy Ghost? It's everything. And not just get, like we said, not just get it a little bit on the outside and let it spark once in a while. I'm talking about getting it well oiled all over your vessel. To where everything, your heart's desire, everything that's in there has got the Holy Spirit as the focal point. As what does God want me to do here? What does God want me to do today? What does He want me to eat? Come on now. Why? Because not because I'm scared of Him. Some people scared to death of God. Well, I met Him. I ain't afraid of Him. He loved me. He loved me so much He died for me. He took my place. Why in the world would I be afraid of somebody that showed so much love to me? That shows your lack of faith. And that's faith and revelation going hand in hand. If you have the right faith toward God, it shows you've got a revelation of who He is. Because if you're a part of the bride, my wife ain't afraid to come to me. Right. Now, if I was a mean, bitter husband, she would be, but that's what the devil was. Right. We came in this world, we had to be married to. Remember, we didn't want to. We got tricked into it because Adam sinned, and we all came the same way. And we had to go through sin, and we got that unlawful marriage. But praise God, before there was a world, we were already married. And what God joined together, don't let no man, no devil, no church, no nothing bring us under. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of him, none of his. John 4. Oh, come on. Only been a half hour yet, church. You'll be all right. John 4. Verse 19. This is the woman at the well and Jesus. You know the story, read the whole chapter sometime. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say, and Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Brother Donnie's where we ought to go because that's the spiritual church. And maybe we should go to Ray's instead. Maybe go to Brother Craig's. And that's where the Holy Ghost is really moving. And this mountain we'll worship. And we should worship over in this one. And or maybe we all ought to come here. And nobody else should go anywhere else. And yeah, let's apply it the way it was really being presented here. God's not interested in where you worship. He's interested in how you worship Him. Listen now. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me. Can we say, Amen, Jesus? I believe. I'm not going to doubt and fluster and make up my own thought. I'm going to say what you said. The hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And this revelation that Jesus shared with this woman was so profound. She said, let's just read it. The woman saith unto Him, I know that when Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, when He is come, He will tell us all things. It began to stir. This must be the Messiah, because He's got something beyond what that denomination told me. Jesus saith unto her, I speak unto thee, am He. The same Spirit that said it there is saying it right here in 2015 in the middle of Laodicea. Don't worship me carnally. Don't worship me in some form or doctrine or some mountain over here. Get in the Spirit and in truth. How do you know somebody's worshiping Spirit and truth? They stop worrying about their neighbor. They ain't afraid to say, hallelujah. Be honest with yourself. When's the last time you gave God a big old hallelujah? Glory to God. That shouldn't shake us all up when we hear something like that. That shows you might have got into some other spirit, because in the Holy Spirit, there's always praising. Amen. What? Always praising? Always praising. When the seraphims came down in Isaiah, they said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. And it said it shake the post of the door. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. I'm talking about a real church that has spirit and in truth. And we've emphasized the word, and I pray you understand that. That's just, you've got to have mechanics, okay? You can put oil all over a pile of metal, and you're just going to get a fire. And like I said, it might burn for a little while, but it ain't going nowhere. It ain't getting nothing done, and it's just going to kill whoever gets close. I'm talking, we've got to have that right. There's no such thing as being in the Spirit and not having a prayer life, okay? There's no such thing as getting in the Spirit and then not coming to church when you could be there, or not paying your tithes, or not reading the Bible, not listening to sermons and things. There's no such thing as really being in the Spirit of God without the mechanics to be there to make the thing work too. Amen. That's where we go off in tangents. People think, well, I do this thing and this thing and this thing. Or God might move them, and the Spirit works on them somehow, and they think that justifies it. No, if your life's not right, you need to go back and get it right. Get the car built right, so that way when we put the oil in, it'll run right. Now, I ain't saying just to focus on that. That's where most message churches, that's all we worry about. But I'm here to say the same. If we've got the Word, I believe we do. We got it taught right, I hope we do. And if we ain't, God will tell us where to put the right tube where it's supposed to be and which spark plug needs changed and all that kind of stuff. All right? I believe that. But the main thing is, let's get this thing moving.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where? It's eternal. And I've spoken on this before. But I'll just say it again. Every church, to have a successful church, first you got to have successful individual Christian lives.
Amen.
Then that's got to go into the family altar. It's got to be there. And it can't be just one pulling this hard, this one. It's got to be the whole family's got a goal. It's got a mission. We're here to be Christians. And when you get family altars, and I understand some, you know, we got split homes and things like that. I understand all that. But you know what I'm saying. If a family's pulling two different ways, you ain't going nowhere. A house divided against itself shall fall, and so will a church. A church devised against itself will fall. That's just the way it goes. Come on now. And if you get the family altar right, then when you build the church altar, everything is well oiled.
Amen.
And it flows just the way it's supposed to. Amen. Let me read you a few quotes here. Looking unto Jesus, 1964. The mechanics don't run the church. It's the dynamics, the Holy Ghost that gets into this word. It's not seminary that teaches you all the theology and the Greek interpretations. Come on now. How many times we base it on that? We'll get this right revelation. We're going to teach this doctrine this way. Make sure we get it all panned out. And then God's just going to pour it out. That ain't how you get revelation. It's the Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. It ain't never intelligence as a man's intelligence. That's your enemy. That's the carnal mind. It's beyond that. It's revelation. It's God comes and He makes the picture plain to where Genesis, the revelation makes sense all of a sudden. Thank you, Lord. We're talking about dynamics. It's not the seminary that teaches you all the theology and the Greek interpretations. And I'm just going to interject this here. I do believe as Christians, the best version of the Bible I read is the King James Version. But I don't go around teaching it for doctrine. Listen to me now. Hope you're listening. Because you ain't going to find one place Brother Branham said that. Or said we can't read no other versions at all. I'm not saying I wouldn't, especially some of these new age stuff. That's a bunch of trash. But we're not, we're not trying to intellectually make sure we've got every other word just the way it was and this way, that way. It's the Holy Spirit will show us what it really is. Amen. I know this might be hard to swallow. Do you know Brother Branham said there was a few times that there were certain words that should have been something else? Go look it up. That might offend somebody, but look, it's not the intelligence of some King James writers that got this book right. It was the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the book, it doesn't even matter if you've got the King James Version. You can read it wrong if you're not in the Spirit.
Sure.
You can put the wrong emphasis on the wrong word. Amen. And it doesn't take much to change a complete meaning.
Right.
I love only you. I love only you. You just catch the difference right there just because I emphasize it a little bit different. And without the Spirit, you won't get the right emphasis in the right spot. Amen. I believe it anyhow. That's my absolute for this age. Thank you, Lord. But it's the dynamics of the Holy Ghost in there to set that afire and bring it to pass and to make it live just exactly what the promised word is. For this hour. What does it? The Holy Spirit does. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise His name. Not the mechanics, the dynamics. It takes mechanics and dynamics. The Word and the Spirit, they are the one. They are the one. They are the one. Not the Word, not just. They are one, and they are the one that brings life. You can't just grab what you think's the Word if you ain't got the Spirit. You don't got the right Word. And you can't grab what you think's the Spirit without the Word because you've got the wrong Spirit.
Amen.
If you've got the right Spirit, you've got the right Word because they're both Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Rising of the sun. I'm going to finish on this. You can scream. I've got two quotes, but same sermon. You can scream and shout and jump up and down all you want to, and deny this word, it won't do any good. You're just cranking around the pistons. Got the spark there to fire, but no gasoline to fire it by. It only work as they come together. Amen. So one will sit still, and the other one will go up. That's the only thing there is to it. Yeah, they both might look a lot alike. Both claim to be churches. Both claim to be the bride. But one has mechanics and dynamics to bring it to pass of what he said is the truth. Amen. Let me come down here now. We have put too much stress on the mechanics and nothing on the dynamic. It needs the dynamic power of God, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ upon the church manifest and to bring to pass that this is gasoline.
Amen.
Come on. It might be a gasoline can. It might be a nice church. And all right. Could still be water, see? But the only proof of it is put this life on it and it'll prove whether it's gasoline or not. And when you try to put the Holy Spirit in a denomination, you're just as much as trying. You can get a sputter. You'll ruin your engine by getting it full of carbon. But oh, I'm so glad that there is a 10,000 octane power, the Word of God, a Holy Ghost to light it up and to resurrect the power of God into a man's life or a woman's life or into a church. church. That shove that Cadillac down the road yonder under the dynamic power of the Holy Ghost, which came back and was waved over the people at the day of Pentecost, making him the same yesterday, today, and forever. What proves that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever is the Holy Spirit that was in him, that performed the miracles, that cast out devils, that raised the dead. That healed the sick, that interpret men's thoughts, that same Spirit. It wasn't Jesus' own carnal mind that did that. It was the Holy Ghost that filled him there.
Amen.
He was still the Word. You couldn't get him to say something wrong. I hope that's all right. But until the dynamic power came, no one knew he was the Messiah.
Right.
Even to where his own, or parents, we'll say, in this world, denied he was who he was. And she knew he was virgin born. Joseph knew he was virgin born. But at the age of 12, remember that he got lost? Or he wasn't lost, they were lost. They went without him. And if you go anywhere without Jesus, Jesus ain't lost, you're lost. Because you should have been where he was. That's right. When they got out there on the boat without Jesus, it wasn't Jesus that was lost, they were lost. They should have had Jesus on the boat before they got out there. Praise God, he still walks on water and he'll come find you, won't he? I don't care if it's in the middle of the night or not. If you call on him, he'll be there. You know, that does change the perspective a little bit. Did you know that when he came, it was in the middle of the night? That's why they said he's a ghost. Because there's something out there walking on the water. But look at Peter's faith. You could see it starting to come up. He didn't have the Holy Ghost yet. That's why he faltered. But he said, Lord, if that's you, let me come. Most people say, you know, well, I ain't Jesus, I can't walk on water. Peter did.
Right.
Sure as he did, that's right. He said, come. And he had enough faith to at least step out. And he took a few steps, and what began to happen? The carnal mind came back. Wait a minute, I'm a man. There's a storm. I'm standing on water. And it began to sink. But then what happened? Immediately he cried, and immediately a hand grabbed him. And if you think God's let you out there to dry, I'm here to tell you, you just ain't cried loud enough just yet. Because once he hears your heart's cry, he's there. And he grabs you. And he says, why did you doubt, Peter? And brought him into the boat. When he was 12 years old, he was in there doing what the Father told him, his real Father. And even though they knew he was virgin born, you see, the Word without the Spirit doesn't produce what the Word said it would. And they doubted who he was. He said, your father and I have sought you with tears. And he says, I'm about my father's business.
Uh-huh.
And if he would have been about Joseph's business, if that was his father, he'd be in a carpenter shop building tables and things. But he wasn't. He was the Messiah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the same Spirit that was in him on the day of Pentecost proved that he was the same yesterday, today, and forever when he raised from the dead. And he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Jesus told him, he says that one, you know, if you, I think it's John 14, I believe. He tells them that you're going to receive the Spirit. You're going to receive the Father. You're going to receive the Son. You're going to receive the Father and the Son at the same time. But when the apostles got the Holy Ghost, they didn't worry about finding no Father or Son because they knew they already had it all. Why? You have to be in the Spirit or it don't make any sense to you. Show me one other thing the apostles tried to accomplish in the book of Acts, what was getting people to the Holy Ghost. You show me what other mission statement they had besides repent and get baptized for the remission of sins and receive the Holy Ghost. Even when he found people that were good church people, read in Acts 19. They believed the Word, what they thought it was, but there was no Spirit to quicken to bring the meaning out. And they're looking for a Messiah. They're saying, we believe what John taught. We believe the Word that Brother Branham brought.
Yeah, right.
But no Spirit to quicken it.
Right.
And when Paul met him, he wasn't satisfied. He said, what were you baptized to? He said, John's baptism. Something from a day gone by. And he said, that ain't good enough no more. We're under a new dispensation. You're identifying with something that doesn't have any power now. John's light was a great shining light, but he must decrease that Christ might increase.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's where we're at right now. The Spirit of God. Don't look around to the things of the world. The Spirit of God is increasing all the time. He's doing more than you could ever imagine right now in the bride of Christ. It's just that the bride of Christ is such a few number than what we thought previously.
Amen.
But that's the way it's going to be. Don't you worry about who's bride, who's not. You be bride.
Amen.
And you'll love everybody. Enemy bride, not bride, church, it don't matter. You'll fall in love with them. How? Stay well oiled, church. Don't go to work without the Holy Spirit. Don't go to bed without the Holy Spirit. Don't go to your prayer closet without the Holy Spirit. It ain't going to do no good. Don't go read the Bible without the Holy Spirit. Don't go read a message. Don't listen to a sermon without the Holy Spirit. Don't eat lunch without the Holy Spirit. Don't spend a dollar without the Holy Spirit. Come on now. We need to let the Spirit oil our lives through and through, day in, day out. Every time I do anything, the first thought should be, is the Holy Spirit allowed to be around while I'm doing this?
Amen.
Now, we're all guilty, if we'll be honest. Your pastor is, at least. There's times when we do things and we know. If you got the Holy Ghost on the inside, you already know. You're already convicted before you even thought about it. Why? Because He leads and guides you into all truth.
Amen.
Even the truth you don't want to hear. He's still going to lead you into it because He promised He would.
Amen.
And He knows it's better for us to know the truth, even if we do make a mistake, than to go on blinded and keep bearing ourselves more and more mistakes and more sin, and then have to reap a big crop. I thank God for that. Let's stand together today. Sweep over my soul. Yes, and it's 134 in our little book, if you don't know it, but it's just a little chorus here. Sweep over my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit. Sweep over my soul. My rest is complete.
What you're saying today.
Yeah.
Let the dynamics come on me, Lord.
Sweep over.
Give me power to live a victorious Christian life.
Sweep over.
Fix my bearings,
soul.
Lord. Get them oiled up.
Sweet Spirit.
Yes, Father.
Sweep over.
Convicted by the Spirit, don't resist it. Don't fight against it. Accept it, because it's God's love to you. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. There ain't nobody looking around. It's just God that you're looking at right now. God bless you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. There's more to it. Now give that thing, give it to God. Let Him rip it out of your heart. It's going to hurt coming out, but I tell you, you'll feel better when it's done. Let Him take sin out of your life. Let Him take complexes out of your life. Let Him take desires out of your life for things of the world. God bless you, sis. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister. God bless you, sis. God bless you, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody else can do it but you. Hallelujah. God bless you, sis. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How sincere are you? All you got to do is think of how sincere He was for you. It'll make you sincere. Don't you dare approach that holy light without the blood of Jesus Christ over every part of your body, every part of your mind, every part of your life. Oh God, I'm praying for a real revival today. This is a real revival. That the Holy Spirit gets through our lives and oils it up with His presence and gets all the malice out, all the jealousy, all the complex, all those wicked things of the world, discord, hatred, malice, and He drives it out of your heart and fills it with His love, fills it with His peace, His joy. Hallelujah. That's a revival. That's the dynamic power that brings forth the signs and wonders. If you're a Christian, I'm here to tell you, many times we get sick. The Bible says because we don't discern the body of Jesus Christ. That's you. That's your neighbor. That's your brother, sister. If you're holding a grudge against someone, I'm here to tell you, you're not discerning the body and you're subject to the enemy. We already talked about tithes. The Bible says you're under a curse. Brother, sister, don't you dare do that. Don't disbelieve God today. Don't let the devil come by right now and say, you're just wasting your time raising your hand. You're wasting your time crying. You're wasting your time giving yourself over. You're going to leave here the same. I still got you. Because that's what he's going to tell you. You got to get past that voice, and you got to hear the voice of the word that was spoken today. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Get in the spirit. Worship in the spirit. Don't go through actions. Believe God's spirit and yield yourself to it. You know how to do that. You've done it before. Just do it again. Don't make it harder than that. Don't get distracted with other things. Don't get religious. Just fall in love and worship him as if you're in a building. All by yourself. And there stands the King of Kings. Oh, praise you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Don't worry, your praise won't disrupt somebody else's. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. The Holy Spirit's working. I see he's here right now with us. He promised it, but he's still manifesting himself. The dynamic power is here. You have to access it now. I'm just his servant. I'm just a conduit for him to move through. I'm not the Messiah. He is, but he's here. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your glorious name. Praise your glorious name. Break through into the Spirit now. Don't hinder yourself. Don't get down and flustered. Thank you, Jesus. Worship. Praise him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart. Oh, praise your name. A heart full of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before God, I'm going to ask you to do something real quick. Go ahead and put your hands down for a minute. Still worship in your heart. If there's a sinner here, this is between you and him right now. And you want to raise your hand to God and say, Lord, I've been wrong. I haven't lived right. But I'm here to make it right. And I'm trusting my salvation to you. I'm trusting my soul into your hands, Lord. Cover me in the blood today. Redeem me back to yourself. Father, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, you're going to find a pile of bones laying here. That's what I'm going to be here for. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's life and peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you are a Christian, and you just want to know the filling of His Spirit, raise your hands to God in faith. We should know when we get filled again with the Holy Ghost. We shouldn't just be guessing. We should know that surge of power is in our hearts. And it's quick with something in us that pushes out the things of the world. That pushes out us and our thoughts and our pride and our ambitions and rids us of all of that. And all you can think is Christ.
God bless you, brother and sister. Hands all over this place. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Now you pray your own way. You enter into that gate with your heart. I can't do it for you. You have to do it. I've led you to that water. The water's here. Jump in and start swimming, bride of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. He'll keep you afloat. Don't worry about it. Thank you, Father. Praise his name. Praise his name. You ain't never worshiped that way? Go ahead. You ain't never shout before? Go ahead. You ain't never cried before? Go ahead. Never spoke in tongues? Don't worry about it. Go ahead. We're here to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise his name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, thank you for the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he's just having his way. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. It's that simple. Just that presence come in there and he takes that thing right off. Let him take it. He'll get rid of it for good. Don't you hold on. Just yield it to him. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, I'm delivered. Thank you for peace and joy. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for taking sin out of me, Lord. I believe it. I can't do it, but I'm trusting it to you. And I surrender. I ain't holding on to me no more. You can have me, Lord. I ain't no good. Fill me with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How about you? And Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all.
Just keep pressing.
Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdom's of my all.
Oh God, yes, Father.
Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdom's of
Jesus, I surrender all.
Jesus, I surrender all.
With all your heart.
Jesus, I surrender
all. Four chambers, Lord, fill it all.
Oh, Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdom's of. Jesus, be the Lord of all. Oh, Jesus, be the Lord of all. Jesus, be the Lord of all.
And Father, hallelujah. Praise his name. Surrender all.
Oh, Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Jesus, I surrender all.
Put down that old man.
Jesus, I surrender,
yes, Lord.
All. Oh, Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdom's of.
Just place. Hallelujah. Give him a wave off. Just
wave your hands before Him. Oh, praise You. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Praise His name. Glory. Oh, my heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise His name. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory.
You, glory out of
God. Praise
Father.
Praise His name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I love You, Jesus. With all of my heart, Father. Praise His name.
Hallelujah. Oh, just yes, bask Lord. In His presence, children.
Hallelujah.
Let Him quicken the Glory. Word that's in you. Let Him bring forth Christ in your soul. A heart of appreciation. A heart of love.
Bless
oh, glory
Lord.
To God. Behold. Let Him drive the things of the world out of you. Let Him lay down that old man. Let Him bury him with all his lust and his and filthiness. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Let His faith work in you. Christ, the hope of glory. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, praise You. Praise You, praise You, praise You. Glory, glory. Oh, just humble yourself. Humble yourself. Just let Him take control. Take, oh, God, have Your way. Yes, Lord Jesus. Just give me one more time. Oh,
please be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus,
Lord, grant it, Father.
The Lord
yes.
of all.
You can go free from anything. Don't let the devil keep you caged up. Thank You, Jesus. This key is sealed. Glad to have a prayer.
Only believe for all things.
Believe all things.
Possible.
All things. A-double-L.
Only believe.
Just believe. That's it. And saying that that's all you have to do. It's that if you try to do anything else, it won't work either. You've got to only believe what God has said. So I'm going to ask you, those that have a need, you've got faith. All I'm going to do is lay hands on today. I want you to come. Let's just make a line kind of right here in the front. Hallelujah. Stay in the spirit, but pay attention to others. Make sure that there's room for everyone that wants to come. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Don't be ashamed. It's all right. The Holy Spirit invites you today. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. Go ahead and wrap around your brother. That's fine, Brother Rodney. This way a little bit. Thank You, Jesus. If there's anyone else, up here, we're going to do what James 5 did. Let me even read it as we stay in the spirit here. Just keep praising Him. Keep worshiping Him.
scriptures now. Is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray. If you're afflicted, pray now. Believe God. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Physical, spiritual, mental, financial, marriage life, whatever. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Thank you, Jesus. I believe the Holy Spirit's on me. And the righteous man is here now. If you're looking for a more righteous man, you won't find it. It's Jesus Christ. I'm going to anoint you all with oil. Not a lot for the little guys here. Believe the word now. Spirit. It says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Don't you look to me as a righteous man. You look to Jesus Christ. And that's the one that's praying for you now. It's no more Brother Andrew. It's Jesus Christ here. That first thought that comes from God, you say that. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Have your way.
And all things are possible.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
my sister.
Lord,
hallelujah. Let their faith hold strong. Let it hit the rock, Christ Jesus, where Satan can't do nothing to it again. Hallelujah. Grant it, Lord Jesus. I'll pray for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the God of my salvation, the God in our presence now. Lord, these ones have come forward. They've requested of you. And I believe Satan has been exposed. Devil, you're defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no power over any soul that's here. May they leave healed today. May they leave saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Let joy unspeakable and full of glory be on each one. May you deliver them of the things of the world. You've been exposed, devil. Hallelujah. Those drug devils leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. These TV devils, lust, pride. You've been exposed, Satan. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, don't be confused. That's just Him. That sweet presence that comes on you, that ain't just your emotions. Oh, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't look to tomorrow. Don't listen to that devil. Receive it today, child of God. Thank you, Jesus. We've done what the Word said. It's finished. It's over. In His Spirit, it's all done. Praise you, Lord. Now raise your voices. Thank Him for it. Praise Him for it. It's over, Lord. I'm not doubting anymore. You're not taking it back, saying, this is my promise. This is my land. You're a squatter. You've lied to me long enough. I'm more than a challenge for you with Jesus Christ, my Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Don't give the devil credit. He's a chump. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let him keep you bound up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That dynamic power. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit here. Praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Feel free to go to your seats, but stay in prayer. Stay in worship. You can stay there too, that's fine. Just worship the God, our Father, now in spirit and in truth. We'll dismiss here in a minute, but it's time to let the Spirit just do everything He wants to. Oh, thank you, Lord.
One last
pitch.
No music, every hand raised.
I want.
saving my soul.